Looking at these objects, and if you look, you're bound to see. If you look well, you're bound to see well. If you look thoroughly, you're bound to see things thoroughly. If you are able to energetically apply your noting mind and ongoing attention as they arise, noting and immediately arising object as they arise. Depending on your concentration, which is momentary concentration, Kalika Samadhi, thus opening the eye of wisdom. And because you are looking at the eye, the sensitivity of the eye, you see things. So too, with the eye of wisdom, you see the true nature of these things, beginning with the mind and body, until you reach the path and its fruit. Then you'll be going from purpose to non-purpose, avata to non-avata, avata to abhavata, where mind and body cease to exist. Then you look back, which is known as reviewing or reflection, which is what jnana. Of course, at this point, it is not appropriate to go into the details of this matter. Just like when you are calculating an arithmetical sum, the teacher gives you only the method to calculate. If you do the calculation correctly, you are bound to get the answer of that arithmetical sum. But not to long for the answer before you are doing the working. You must do the working first in order to get the answer. If you calculate one true working calculation, you are bound to get one true answer for every step of working. Then if you go on calculating, and when you come to the end of your arithmetical sum, you are bound to realize the truth. The truth will be revealed in the form of the answer of the sum. So it is like calculating the arithmetical sum. You just try to calculate, you get the answer if you work correctly. But not to look for the answer before you do the calculation. Otherwise, you'll be hesitating in your practice. What is important is the correct method of calculation. As we said yesterday, the sixth lesson, Buddha-to-pasati, note things as they arise. And if you look, you're bound to see. If you know, you're bound to cultivate knowledge in stages. And then we come to the conclusion of the sum. Today we shall discuss about how the inside knowledge is cultivated, what are the knowledges that are being attained, and how we cultivate path, how to realize the path, and how to realize the fruit of the mouth. Just to touch on the object, on the subject. So with the path, what are the defilements that one eradicates? One eradicates the relevant defilements according to the path. And what is the root cause in getting this answer? Root cause lies in the practice of meditation based on karma sakta samadhi, that is having believing in the karma and karma result, and exertion of energy, noting continuously every arising object, cultivating mindfulness, deepening your concentration, And as much as your little mind is concurrent with all this, you're bound to see things, see the intrinsic nature of these objects on the basis. That is effective of Uba Bhaga Anaga, the Purana path, the path which is the Purana of the Aryan path, the lower path. And how the practice of this Purana path, Lokiya, Vipassana, Uba Bhaga Anaga, what are the things we eradicate or overcome, and what are the things we eradicate when we realize the path consciousness of the lower ones. At the moment of the practice of insight, because now, this is the practice of Purva Bhaga Anaga, the Purana path, in order to reach or cultivate or fulfill the Aryan path, the noble path. Now what is the root cause of that? True cause lies in the right view, that is, the right view of karma and karma results, that karma is one's own property, holding that good begets good, bad begets bad. If you do good, you get good things. If you do bad, you don't get bad things. Good and bad things are your own property. So such is holding the right view, that karma is one's own property. So the right view is very important in the practice of Vipassana. Otherwise, one will not be able to undertake the practice correctly or successfully. During the time of the Buddha, one monk came to the Buddha and he said that he wants a method of practice because his basic concepts were very weak. So the Buddha said, one must be established in the moral virtuous conduct. One must possess moral virtue, sila, and later the right view of karma and karma result, known as karma sabata samadhi. So as for the practice of moral virtue, taking the vows of precepts, one will overcome or abstain from the gross or coarse form of defilements, transgressive types, which arise in the body and speech. So, and also, when one comes to abstaining from immoral deeds by body and speech, one will be prepared to abstain from the immoral deeds by body and speech. So there will be no wrongdoing by body if one practices restraint on the body, and if one takes the moral precepts regarding the verbal aspects, then one will be able to abstain from verbal misconduct. Then one will be able to advance to the high level practices of concentration and wisdom. So here, sila, moral virtue, is like the mouth in the body. Without the mouth, one cannot take food. Only with the mouth, one can take food. And even if one has a mouth, this mouth must be quite heavy, not injured, otherwise one will not be able to take the food correctly or fully. So the sila mouth is very important in order to absorb or take in concentration and wisdom. Is very important. One must give priority to this practice of the vows of precepts, moral virtue, sila. Some people do not put emphasis on the practice of sila, not considering that sila mouth is very important. Because they don't put emphasis on that, they cannot cultivate concentration and wisdom. And even if they can concentrate, if they can cultivate concentration and wisdom, it will not be successful. The concentration and wisdom will be very weak if sila mouth is weak. So this sila mouth is very important. It must be good, it must be healthy, the sila must be fulfilled. in order to overcome these transgressive type of defilements, the gross forms of defilements, which can arise by body and speech. So then one practice, this practice of sila again, is if one has, even if one does not, one does not confront or meet with the situations, if one has this powers of practice, powers of sila, precepts, one is said to be possessing this chirna, what is known as chirna sila, volitional act of moral virtue, because you have that volition, you have that intention that I abstain from physical and verbal misconduct. So as for the monks, they have their own rules of conduct, and the same thing goes with rules of conduct for the lay people. For instance, they practice, they take the vows of 8 precepts or alternate 8 precepts, Ajivarmuta Sila. And in this way, based on this right view of good begets good, bad begets bad, that good and bad actions are one's own property, which is known as Dhamma Sakata Samadhi, right view of Dhamma and Karma results, then one becomes easy. One will find it easy to abstain from what should be abstained and to observe what should be arising to be observed. Holding, or you are based on this Kama Sakata Samadhi, the right view of Kama and Kama results, which is the basic, you are said to be walking the basic path, a preliminary path. Knowing what is good, what is bad, knowing what is right, what is wrong, you would try to abstain from what is wrong and observe what is right. Then you'll be well established on moral virtues, sila. Once you are able to be established in moral virtues, sila, you will abstain from physical and verbal misconduct. In the case of verbal misconduct, there are four aspects, namely abstaining from or observing right speech, abstaining from wrong speech, observing friendly speech or indulging in friendly speech, not indulging in unfriendly speech, indulging in sweet speech, not indulging in harsh speech, indulging in or observing or practicing meaningful speech, not meaningless speech. So in this way, you are said to be observing the four right practice of verbal virtue, regarding verbal virtue. And then as regards this physical conduct, sama kammanta, instead of vichar kammanta, right physical action instead of wrong physical action, you abstain from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. Now, as for the monks and laity, the yogis, they are abstaining from not only sexual misconduct, but also sexual relations, even sexual relations. So, in this way, they are undertaking good practice, and they are also observing the right livelihood, ajiva, sama ajiva. In this way, they are said to be cultivating sila meganga, the moral path, or the path of moral virtue. Once they are fulfilled with this moral virtue, they will not indulge in transgressive type of defilements. Transgressive types mean the immoral conduct which can arise by body and speech, so that this transgressive defilement based on greed, hatred and delusion will be overcome. Such is the basic practice of preliminary path. And as one is noting every arising object, not to miss not to miss it energetically, applying your mind. Through the application of energy, you are said to be practicing samavayama, or right effort, or right energy, by which you are not accepting defilements, and by not accepting defilements, you are said to be overcoming them, or abandoning them, blocking the path to impurities, and opening the way to wholesomeness. And with the practice of mindfulness, your mind is protected from immorality. In this way, you are said to be abandoning or overcoming defilements by way of protection. And as you cultivate mindfulness, you're bound to keep in the concentration. The mind falls calm and collected on the object of attention. Thus, there'll be no restlessness and remorse in you. So with these three wholesome mental states, Vriya, Sati, Siddhi, Samadhi, energy, mindfulness, and concentration, which is the practice of Samadhi Khanda, concentration group, or Samadhi Medanga, concentration path. You are not allowing these defilements or impurities to arise in you because your mind is protected. And even if they at all arise, they will be overcome, they will be removed with the practice of these three wholesome mental states, namely Vriya, Sati, Samadhi. So in this way, you are protected, you are treated, and you are cured. Such, in this way, you overcome the obsessive type of defilements known as Pariyatana Kilesas. They are said to be subdued or calmed with the practice of these Samadhi Khanda, concentration group. And if you continue to practice with the energy, with the concentration, you are bound to see things, intrinsic nature of these things and the basics. In this way, you'll be able to overcome the latent tendencies of impurities known as anusya kilesas. You'll be able to uproot them, at least on a part-time basis. So in this way, with the practice of the three trainings, sila, samadhi, vinaya, virtue, concentration, and wisdom, which is involved in every noting mind, you are overcoming on a part-time basis the three grades of defilements, such as coarse or gross form of defilements, the medium form, and the refined type of defilements. By means of abstention, by means of protection, by means of treatment, and also by means of eradication. So in this way, you are weakening your defilements with the practice of vipassana, insight practice. This becomes very obvious. So such is the practice of Uba Bhaga Mega, the Furana path. After the preliminary, you come to the Furana path. Uba Bhaga Mega. This is also called Logia Mega, but this is still in the mundane arena, hence we call this Logia Mega, the mundane path, or Vipassana Mega, the inside path. Only when you are fulfilled with this path, will you be able to eradicate the defilement to the point of no return, obsessive defilements, and latent tendencies, in order to reach path and its fruit. From the stage of this Pova Bhaga Mega, the Puranapa, the inside path, up till Anuloma Jnana, conformity knowledge, then this conformity knowledge links up the later knowledges, that is the path and the fruit knowledge. It's just like welding the two paths between the Pova Bhaga Mega, the Furana path, and the path and the fruit. Hence it is known as Anuloma Jnana, conformity knowledge. It conforms the two paths, hence the name conformity knowledge. And then there is this consciousness known as Godrupa, severing the linkage in order to realize the path and the fruit. That is, the first one is the first supramundane path, that is Sarabhari Mega. I've been just one instant. And with this one instant of realizing the path, Sarvapari Mega, the supermundane, the first supermundane path of stream entry, of belonging to stream enterer, one overcomes these two main things and duties, namely Deity, wrong view, and Vichikicca, skeptical doubt. These two things are overcome once you realize this first supermundane path, Sarvapari Mega. Yes, which has been all along your lifetimes, such as the view of self or soul atta, that there is such a thing as self or soul in you, such as the view of annihilation, view of eternalism, all sorts of views. They are in total 62, there are 62 kinds of views as mentioned in the text. And out of these 62 mentioned, 62 kinds of views, the root cause lies in this atta or sagara deity, the view of individuality or personal view or identity view, atta deity or sagara deity. And out of these, among these 62 kinds of wrong views, this atta deity or sagara deity, the view of individuality, personality view or identity view, is the main thing. Once it is overcome, or subdued, or eradicated, the 62 kinds of views are said to be eradicated. In this way, you come to realize the truth in a clear-cut manner. At the stage of this discernment of mind and body, nama-rupa-aparichidanjana, you are free from this atta-deity or sukha-deity on a part-time basis, partially. But once you realize the first supramundane path, you are set to be eradicated to the point of nirvana, or cutting off the sakaya titi, the personality view, or the view of individuality. And at the same time, you overcome doubt, skeptical doubt, which is vichikicca. And in this way, with the cultivation of the first supramundane path, you abandon or overcome these two things, namely sakaya titi and vichikicca, personality view, and skeptical doubt.
Jangan miyamha, tamasati diti gatani.
The text are given as sagadhiti, the right view of individuality. It's the main thing, the among the 62 kinds of wrong views. Or, put it in another way, out of the 62 kinds of wrong views, like identity, the distorted view of individuality is the main thing. When this is eradicated, the rest of the 62 kinds of wrong views are said to be eradicated. And there will be no wrong view with respect to the realities of mind and body, which can be experienced directly, such as the view of self or soul, the view of individual self, individual soul, jiva, atta, they will be overcome. First weekend, this view is weakened with the practice of the forerunner path, Lokiya Mega, that is inside practice, and it is eradicated to the point of no return with the first path, or first mundane path. So in this way, there will be no such views, wrong views of self or soul, with respect to the mind and body, the realities of mind and body, after one has become Parapanna, stream enterer, so that there will be no view of who about the objects observed. One is said to have eradicated also the skeptical and psychiatry, the wrong view of individuality. And if one this is eradicated, the rest are also eradicated. And also, there will be no more skeptical doubt, vichikicca, such as being doubtful about things. Because one sees the truth, one has unshakable faith about the truth of the matter. In this way, one overcomes the 62 kinds of wrong views and skeptical doubt, of which this personality view, Adadili, is the main thing. So when the main thing is eradicated, others are also said to be eradicated. And there will be no more apara-related activities, immoral deeds. There will be no more deeds which will pull you down with the sense of loss to this apara-related deed. Only when you hold the view of individuality, Adadili, this will pull you down to the states of loss. Now, there's no more personality view, so that there will be no more going into the states of loss. Because of absence of this other deity, there will be no resultant as to the falling into the states of loss. Because you're seeing the truth, and with the first path, you have eradicated all these things. That is, no more wrong, right, wrong view, no more skeptical doubt, vichikicca. So, in this way, you have eradicated these things to the point of no return. And once you have eradicated these two things, there will be no more coarse form of unwholesome deeds related to greed, hatred, delusion. In other words, there will be no apaya-related deeds which will be committed with the coarse form of greed and hatred. Only when your greed and hatred is a coarse form, you will be pulled down to states of loss. Now there's no coarse or gross forms of greed and hatred which will pull you down to the states of loss. So this since also, not only that, there are with you these dukkha-citta karma, immoral actions, which you have done, committed all along your lifetimes. And they will not give effect once you realize this path consciousness. Because the first supramundane path, Sotapatthimagga, eradicates all these things to the point of no return. So in this way, one goes from bhavata to abhavata, process to non-process. And at the suggestion of the psychophysical phenomena, arising and passing away of psychophysical phenomena, with the path and its fruit, such as Nibbana Satchikaroti, realizing Nibbana. And what are the qualities? It is given by this expression, Kilese Maranto. It is extinguishing the defilements. In this case, the main defilements are deity and vichikicca, wrong view and skeptical doubt. They are abandoned to the point of no return. Here, deity, wrong view is the main thing. And once this view, wrong view is eradicated. In this way, the coarse form of greed, hatred, the hatred and delusion, unwholesome roots, are also eradicated to the point of no return. Hence this expression, Kilese Maranto, extinguishing the defilements so that they have no chance of arising. And then with the path consciousness, especially these deity vichikicca, two things have no chance of arising in your stream of consciousness. So that you will not hold this kind of view of jiva atta, the individual self or soul, in respect of the realities of mind and body, which can be experienced directly. They are said to be eradicated to the point of no return. So in the practice of insight, vipassana, they are weakened and they are eradicated with the fast path consciousness. These coarse or gross form of unwholesome roots are weakened first and foremost, and they are eradicated. The apaya related, the coarse form of apaya related unwholesome roots are eradicated. Hence this expression, kilesa marendo, extinguishing the kilesas or killing the kilesas. In this way, one reaches abhavata, from bhavata, non-process, from process, and hence it is known as mega path.
ကမဇ္ဂဒသမာဓိဟိသူအခြေခံမူလမဲ့ဒီနေ့ဒါပဲတွေ့ကြအောင်ဆို
This Kama Sagara Samadhi Hi, right view of Kama and Kamaruga is the main thing for the realization of the super mundane path. If you walk the path, these three paths, namely the fundamental or preliminary path, known as Mula Mega, Samadhi Hi, right view of Kama and Kamaraja, and by this Vipassana, which is the Purvabhaga Mega, the Purana path, you are bound to reach the Aryan path, the path of the Noble Ones. In this way, there are three kinds of paths, namely Mula Mega, preliminary path, the fundamental path, and Purvabhaga Mega, the Purana path, and Aryan Mega, the Noble path. All of these paths is the preliminary or basic path. Is the root cause, is the root thing. It is to be understood that without the possession of this Kamasa, without the view of this Kamasa Grasama deity, it is not possible to undertake the practice of Vipassana. And Kamasa Grasama deity, this right view of Kama and Kamasa, only exists in the Buddha's dispensation, Buddha Sasana. They exist also partially in Hinduism, but in Hinduism they have dualism. That is, on one side they believe in Kama Sangha Samadhi, Kama and Kama Rudar. On the other side they believe in the Supreme Being as Brahma, or Brahma as Supreme Being, which is creating everything. So, not so in Buddha Sasana. In Buddha Sasana, we believe only in Kama Sangha Samadhi, not dualism, only, you might call it monolism, one thing, namely Kama Sangha Samadhi. That is the difference between is Buddha Sasana and other religions. That's all for today.